This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is going to be good. 7 after the hour, it's the Good Day Health program with the doctor that people become addicted to, listening to him every weekend for a couple of hours. Your pleasure, our pleasure to be here on the air live 52 weeks a year. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. He runs Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida, and is as a person who's a scientist as well as a medical doctor. He's in the know, and he's on the go every weekend here. I'm Doug Steffen, encouraging you to call us at 888-553-7536. You will become aware, if you stick around the next couple of hours, you'll become aware of what's going on in the world of medicine. Ken's researched all of the various platforms, the various academies, the various journals, and all that information will come through to you if you have questions about it and how it may affect you. 888-302-3684. Always happy to have Ken and his expertise at my fingertips. When I need him, I call him. And he always calls me back. And so I actually was tempted to call you this week because I have, although this is not necessarily your expertise, and I don't know that we get a lot of calls in the area of bones and back and that sort of thing, but that L4, L5 thing is really acting up on me. And I've been having a lot of acupuncture and chiropractic, and I'm going to put myself onto one of those stretchers, one of those machines that pulls you out.
Spinal decompression.
Decompression, right, exactly, when I go to California. But it's been very uncomfortable and unnerving because the nerves are so raw, they affect everything going on in your legs. And it's really kind of annoying as much as anything else. But there are those sorts of things that Ken can address. 888-553-7536. It's Thanksgiving week. How good is a turkey dinner for you? Health-wise, turkey. Of all of the things that have protein, is turkey the best? Chicken, not so good. At least that's what I've been led to believe. I've stayed away from poultry for the most part. But every once in a while, I do have some turkey. What are your, and how do you and your family celebrate with, does your wife do the traditional thing as far as eating? And do you feel like at the end of it, they always say, well, turkey's got so much L-tryptophan in it, you'll feel like going to sleep. So what do you advise as we get into this week and into the holiday season, people start eating, the old business about gaining weight. I'm going to start doing a lot more sit-ups and things like that. I haven't done for a long time. I know that's good for my back as well as good for my stomach. But so what do you say, Ken?
Well, you want to avoid holiday heart, first of all, and you want to avoid the usual 10-pound weight gain that most of us go through. But those are the goals. Try to reach them. Thanksgiving Day dinner can be very healthy. It's just a matter of how it's prepared and how much of it you eat. And turkey is enormously healthy. It just depends how it's prepared. The cranberries there can be... cranberry has a huge number of antioxidants, and there's a lot of vegetables you can have and salad. And you know, it's just a matter of how much dessert you want to put on top of it. But people usually pack in tons of calories with too much fat in them, and that can crack your coronaries and then imbibe way too much. And this is the season of heart attacks. There's no doubt about it. November, December through January is the season when there's more heart attacks than any part of the year.
All right, so avoiding them is just as easy as avoiding eating too much or eating foods that are cooked in the wrong way. You have notes this week on foods that are heavily cooked with trans fats and how, yet one more thing we know, how it affects our arteries and our system, and maybe because of the blood flow, is that why it will affect memory loss?
Absolutely. The words partially hydrogenated oil, if you see those in the ingredient list, you want to throw it away. You want to ask the manager of the store why isn't on the shelves. It is just going going to clog up your circulation, those 25,000 miles, and cause havoc all over the place, from strokes to heart attacks to impotency. So this is from the American Heart Association this week, Doug. Eating foods containing trans fats may cause memory damage. That's the news. Consumption of trans fats has already been proven to lead to, as you were suggesting, higher rates of cancer, heart disease, high blood pressure, and even depression. So again, if you see partially hydrogenated oil, those are the buzzwords, those three words in the ingredient list, then you know you're about to consume trans fats and lose your memory.
All right, now let's go to one other form of food. And one wonders, as you know, I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, so I have in front of me with any, heavens, I probably get three or four notices a day from the National Farmers Union and the various other publications that I read with regularity, the American Farm Bureau, American Farm Federation. And one thing that I got a kick out of this year, but I'm not sure that I should be chuckling about it, is that American pigs that have been raised, we're talking about turkey here, and a lot of traditional meals include ham and turkey, that the pigs this year are too fat. American pigs are too fat this year. Thus, the ham that you may procure, the heavier hogs, have produced more weight, but there's more fat in the ham. So if you're interested, the fat on the hams, well, the fat on the pigs, 26% more this year than it was last year. Can you imagine somebody actually from the USDA measures the amount of fat in the average pork or the average pig?
That's what's being reported. And apparently eating ham has never been more expensive this year.
Oh, very expensive, yeah.
Because of all this havoc.
Yeah, right, yeah, a lot of very expensive. And turkeys, even though there are fewer of them, are just a little less expensive this year than they were last year. And I'm not sure what the reason for that is, but I have a farm friend who's nearby here, and I was at his place. And I tell this not to gross people out, but as they go through, they have their doing about 5,000 animals a week, 5,000 turkeys they started last week and will go until next week. They started last week and they'll go to Tuesday, I guess it is.
Half of the annual ham consumption occurs between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Right. And 3/4 of the turkey consumption at the same time. So as I was watching what was going on this farm, there was a big pile of pink material. And I wondered what that was. It was the feathers that came off of the turkeys.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. All right, anyway, so lots of discussion about food, what's healthy. You may want to ask Dr. Ken what he advises in terms of what specifically to eat. Was there such a thing as a vegan Thanksgiving? I remember when I was working in Washington, I was on the air on Thanksgiving Day, and the folks from PETA brought me up a meal. That was tofu turkey and all of the fixins. And I remember talking about it on the air, they were very nice to do that. And that sort of opened my eyes. But they brought right into I don't know how somebody was listening in Washington and they heard me on the air and I was live. So they took it upon themselves to bring me a tofu turkey dinner for Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Good God, this was probably 1990 or 91, somewhere in there.
But you can eat very healthily for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
Turkey, cranberries, salad, vegetables.
Yep.
And the rest is the fun part, I guess.
All right, 888-553-7530. Whoops, where did that number come from? 888, yeah, that's Ken's number, 553-7536. I have two or three different numbers that I use here, and sometimes I grab the wrong one out of my memory bank.
1-888-55, Dr. Ken.
That's how we do it. Okay, if you are over 40 and you haven't consulted with somebody like Dr. Ken to find out what your blood pressure is, if you don't know what your blood pressure is and you're 40, you've made a big mistake. You need to know what your blood pressure is so you can work on it. If it's too high, you want to get it down. If it's just right, you want to keep it there. And that's why Ken's going to explain the benefits of using Heart Factors Plus.
Great advice from Doug. So are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. This is Nobel Prize winning research information. Heart Factors Plus, it works for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they say. Dennis, one of our listeners from New Jersey, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure, and I'm very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Susan, another listener from Maryland. She says, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he does not have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function.
All right, so you'll be convinced not only by what Dr. Ken tells you, but by your experience as well. So if you want to have all the effects, the beneficial effects of Heart Factors Plus, which includes getting a lot of blood to your muscles and to your brain and to your heart, because it opens up everything. And there are people that have been taking this for months now, and for years, actually. We've been talking about this for a couple of years. Best-selling supplement we've ever talked about with Ken. So, boost your nitric oxide levels. Call 800-621-6313 to try Heart Factors Plus. 800-621-6313. You know, it's risk-free. And when you mention Dr. Ken, you'll get a free bottle. So you'll pay for 3 months and you'll get four. 800-621-6313. The product is called Heart Factors Plus, and that pretty much says it all. 800-621-6313.
I'm behind thebuy.com senior editor David Gregg with my product picks to bust the stress of holiday prep and shopping. Canon's Pixma MG6620 wireless inkjet photo printer makes personalizing the holidays by printing photos very easy. The Printing Solutions app allows direct photo printing from iOS devices and social sites like Facebook and Twitter. NFC technology allows printing from Android devices too with a single tap. Priced under $150, makes it a holiday must-have. Bissell Symphony can vacuum and steam at the same time or separately. Forget about the broom, dustpan, mop bucket, and harsh detergents. This brilliant machine uses suction, tap water, and steam to deliver barefoot clean floors while removing 99.9% of germs and bacteria. At just under $200, cleaning has never been as affordable and effective. Juris Z9 One Touch Automatic Coffee Center features an Aroma Plus Burr Grinder for a bean-to-cup experience that's freshly ground, not capsule. The color display makes choosing and programming one of the 11 coffee specialties a breeze. Jura's fine foam technology provides fine feather-like consistency. Jura elevates coffee brewing to the ultimate level. Kyocera makes the most durable and full-featured smartphones available today. The ultra-rugged Brigadier affordably provides the ultimate in toughness without breaking the bank. And if you don't need that level of protection and you're looking to pay as you go, the Hydrolife provides affordable performance at an incredible price without sacrificing the peace of mind of being waterproof, shockproof, and dropproof. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Doug, awaiting your calls, 1-888-55-DRKN. Please don't wait till the end of the show, and then we leave you waiting and upset. I don't want to ruin your stomach lining, so get in line early. Hopefully there'll be little wait, no paperwork, no bill. Let me give you the phone number. Get out that pen and paper. It's easy to remember. It's toll-free from anywhere in the 50 United States. 1-888-55-DRKN. That's 1-888-55-DR-KEN, 1-888-553-7536. I'll give you evidence-based answers to all your healthcare questions. Everyone has some healthcare question they're wondering about. Either it's themselves, their family, the kids, parents, grandparents, a friend. I won't embarrass you. I'll give you evidence-based answers in easy-to-understand language. 1-888-553-7536. I've been in medicine over 30 years. I'd love to share with you my experience. There's almost nothing I haven't seen at least once.
All right. So Ken is here. You're here. Let's put everybody together at 888-553-7536. The drink that substantially reduces your risk of getting cancer. We'll talk about that. What is that drink? I'm going to connect a word to it. A name, in fact. Asiac. E-S-S-I-A-C. I will not give you the other part, but if you've heard over the years the story of Asiac blank, And then you get the idea of what Ken's going to talk about, because supposedly, according to all the stuff I read, it was supposed to be a just magnificent preventer of cancer. Find out in a moment here. Good Day Health, Dr. Ken.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Somebody call for a doctor.
888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com, or me, Doug, at dougstefan.com. We're together every weekend at this time. Take some calls. What's the old song? Take a little love. Get down tonight or today. However we may help you, we are here. Okay, so this is a drink that will substantially reduce your risk of cancer. I use the term ASSIAC. ESSIAC, which is the lady's name who was responsible for first promoting it, her name backwards. All right. So, having said that, Ken, what's the deal?
Well, the deal that it came out this week, actually, in a medical journal, the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, is that women who consume the most flavonoids, this is a type of antioxidant abundant in tea, are significantly less likely to develop endothelial ovarian cancer, a bad one. This is the fifth leading cause of cancer death among women. So just a couple of cups of black tea every day was associated with a whopping 31% reduction in risk for this deadly cancer. Other top food sources of flavonoids, Doug, include some of your favorites: apples, grapes, blueberries, dark chocolate, citrus fruits, onions, and even red wine.
Wow. So now all I have to do is find something that's good that I can eat to take care of my back. All right, so this ASSIAC tea, I remember taking it. It was something that was around in the 80s. And, you know, I've been talking about medical stuff for all the years I've been on the air. And medicine has been an important part, an active part of conversations on the Good Day program and all the other radio stuff that I've done, especially morning radio, because it's a good time for advice. And people love advice. They want to have input from people who are like you, that are experts. And so thinking about black tea brings us around to asking, well, Dr. Ken, what about green tea? You hear lots of discussion about green tea.
Well, The problem is that, you know, what is the evidence?
And green tea, really?
And if you look around, there's really very little good other than testimonials, which, you know, it doesn't stand the measure of a good clinical trial of effectiveness and safety. And really, the best thing in this area is what I just talked about.
Really? So,
in terms of evidence.
So isn't it interesting, though, you know as well as I do, that the idea of drinking green tea grabbed on quite a long time ago, when people have gone out of their way to drink green teas, but other, just tea in general, that has been something that's been around. But it's interesting to see the clinical results of these trials, so that you really know in this circumstance. Although we always wonder who pays for this. In the circumstance, whatever is published by the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, did somebody pay, somebody who is selling tea, pay for the study?
I'm not sure who paid for that study.
Well, you know as well as I do that that sometimes affects stuff, though, doesn't it?
It does, and, you know, you just hope that the reputation of the person who puts their name on it, but you just don't know. There's most researchers are very credible, but there's bad apples in every bucket in any field.
888-553-7536. Was it this week or last week that all the information came out about statins? I don't think we gave it. I think we gave it short shrift, and I didn't think that was fair because you have been trying to convince me, and I wonder how much of this you and your day-to-day practice where you see dozens of people every week, dozens of people at the Lake Cardiology Clinic. Is it? Do you really feel like you have to talk people? I mean, you've had to talk me into it. Now I'm sort of convinced that maybe, depending on the results of our exercise this year, whether I would go on a statin or not. Because in the past, you've thought I was close, but it didn't really. It wasn't life and death.
If you want to just finish up on green tea, and then we'll talk about statins. I mean, there is some older evidence that can help with high blood pressure, even some heart failure, even some Alzheimer's disease. The catechins in green tea lower cholesterol and blood pressure, and they can also help against the damage a high fat diet can cause. So there's definitely green tea in moderation is, you know, there's caffeine in tea, don't forget, but in moderation, a few cups a day is definitely a healthy thing to do, as is the black tea, which we talked about. So tea in moderation, as long as it doesn't stimulate your heart, is a good thing. So statins, do we have a moment to talk about?
How about statins? Let's do something else, and then we'll talk about statins so you won't be crowded for time in a matter of moments. First, though, let's talk for a while about Genucel that has come to us courtesy of plant stem cell technology, the treatment for bags and puffiness. It actually extricates the water that gets into the, that creates, I guess that's what creates the bags and puffiness, right?
Exactly. Before you start looking for gifts this holiday season, just look at the mirror. What would be a better gift than to get rid of those bags and the puffiness under your eyes? And no, I'm not talking about surgery either. Listen to Joanne from Connecticut. She says, my husband looks 10 years younger using Genucel. He saw the results the first day he used it. I have also had remarkable results, she tells us. Can't be without it. Genucel by Chamonix is an easy choice. Genucel contains all natural ingredients at clinical grade levels for incredible results safely and quickly. It's as simple as that. In fact, with its immediate effects, you'll see results like Joanne's in 12 hours of your money back. So, yes, you can start thinking of all the compliments you'll get all this year.
All right, so Genucel is available for you right now. Dial 800-822-6145. Get it direct from the manufacturer. Order it now and ask them about Esotique. Mention Dr. Ken, 800-822-6145. Combat those wrinkles and facial lines. 800. 800-
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Doctor on call is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, 888-553-7536. We sometimes spend time going through all the news. There's a lot of it here. We'll take your calls, and you can send us the email questions that you may have because this program is aired live on Saturday morning East Coast time, but it airs all through the course of the weekend, and so there are a lot of groups that want to send in questions because they have them and they want Dr. Ken to respond, so we'll get to those as we can. Meanwhile, back to statins. We were talking about statin drugs and the report that came out a week or 10 days ago suggesting that they really were the cat's meow. I have resisted. Ken has, for the last, what, 3 or 4 years, suggested I ought to be on a light dose, and I don't tell this will hopefully be food for thought for a lot of people. Why is it, what's going on with me that you think using a light dose of some statin would be good?
Well, so all the doctors listening, don't get all upset with me.
Yeah, please do so. Call right now if you're a doctor.
They need to realize that you just gave, like, the midst of hours of discussions about statins. And in order to get Doug's foot in the water, my approach has been to start with a low dose and a gentle statin because he just resists the current guideline to go aggressive. So,
you told me I didn't need to go aggressive because
I've tried aggressive, but that hasn't worked. But actually, if we have a little time, there's been a lot of news about statins, and the guidelines on statins, which have been driving doctors crazy for the past year, is also going to be all re-looked at based on the American Heart Association had its annual meeting in the last week.
Let me just interrupt for a second. For people who are new to the program, Ken is on the air because he is a scientist and a doctor, a medical doctor. His specialty is cardiology, i.e. late cardiology, his clinic in Florida. So I just want you to know that he comes at this through great experience and patients galore, studies galore. He runs studies himself. So anyway, I wanted to underscore that as you explained, Ken.
Thank you. In the over 30 years that I've been involved in medicine, have accepted guidelines readily, and as most of my colleagues have who practice mainstream traditional medicine, although I also like blended approach, I will definitely add to my black bag alternative medicine that has evidence behind it. But the guidelines that come out, they're written by so-called experts in the field, and they, every few years regarding cholesterol, get rewritten, and we as cardiologists refine, internists and family doctors refine our approach. And last year, the American Heart Association and the American College of Cardiology announced guidelines regarding cholesterol that drove 95% of us crazy. It was the first time in my professional career that I did not accept these guidelines, and I did not implement them into my practice. And the American Lipid Association, which are the expert doctors in the field of cholesterol, did not accept these guidelines either. And we in late cardiology continue to follow the American Lipid Association guidelines, which stresses following your numbers, treating to targets, as we have been doing for two decades. And the American Heart Association, the American College of Cardiology decided last year that there just wasn't enough evidence to do that. And I can't think of hardly any of my colleagues who adopted these guidelines, which is totally unusual for medicine, where the pushback was so grave. Well, a study came out this week that all of us were anticipating and all of us looked for, and it just pushes the old guidelines and totally destroys them, because we learned in a very good study with 18,000 people that you can't deny, well-performed, well-controlled, that when you treat your bad cholesterol from the 70s, which pretty low, down to the 50s, you get more dramatic decrease in the risk of heart attacks and strokes. So this just blows up the guidelines that were presented last year by the American Heart Association and the American College of Cardiology, which told us to forget about looking at the numbers of our blood tests, you know, just look at our risk factors, and it's pretty complicated to figure out. It makes doctors and patients' heads explode when they have to go through this calculation, and then just take the highest dose and forget about it. And this made no sense to a good doctor-patient relationship, where you have the benefit of seeing the effectiveness of what you're doing, and you don't just go to the highest dose, and people are already uneasy about taking these statins, as you can hear in Doug's voice. So can you imagine if I told Doug the guideline, here, Doug, just take 80 milligrams of Lipitor and call me in the morning. And that's why the guidelines made no sense. These guidelines are definitely going to be rewritten, and those are the doctors who stood fast. Congratulations, because you were right, and we're going to get these guidelines rewritten, and it's going to benefit the patients. It's going to benefit those who take care of the patients. It's good for everybody. And the other bit of news about statins that came out this week is a tremendous study that initiated back in the 1980s when statins originally came out. I grew up in the pre-statin era. I was an intern resident at Duke. I was a cardiology fellow in the mid-1980s. Before the statins were actually released by the FDA, we had them in trials. We were using them in studies. But back then in the 1980s, to think about putting a 40-year-old, because that's what you really need to often do. You see plaques that start in a guy in his 40s and a woman in her 50s, and you want to push back and stabilize immobilize those plaques to lower the risk of a heart attack or stroke. But when I started in the 80s with these statins when they were first released, to think of putting somebody on them for 40 years really gave me gray hair. And I was so uneasy about it because there was no real good long-term study showing that this was safe to do. And this came out this week that when we started people back in the 80s, actually what we did, even when they didn't continue the whole time, they had dramatic decreases in the risk of all these problems, heart attacks and strokes, 20, 30, 40 years later, even if they just took them for 5 years. But what was shown was even a five-year midlife use of statins could help. There was memory in the body that could help 20, 30 years later, but also those who have been taking them for this long, for 30 years, it's a safe thing to do, and there were no real big safety issues that occurred. Very great news. And statins, they shouldn't be in the drinking water, but talk to your doctor and ask. If you have plaque in the coronaries, you should ask the doctor why you're not on it, because I tell you, I get so many fewer 3 a.m. unexpected wake-up calls since I've gotten aggressive in using statins in the right patients. Not in everybody, but especially those who already have plaque in their coronaries. It's a must, unless there's a contraindication.
Which would include me, apparently.
Well, we know that your coronaries are nice and clean, at least as of last year they were. So I expect that there's really no significant change. But if there's any plaque, that's when we change. In your situation, why I'd like to think about it is because we know you have some carotid plaque, and I need you around for the next 100 years.
I wouldn't mind being around. As long as my back doesn't bother me the way it is now, I'm happy to be around the rest
brain.
Of me functioning fine.
I need your brain, your back. Well, you
my
know,
brain's okay.
We'll figure it out.
But I also think that I had said to you that I was on red yeast rice and niacin and things like that, but those things have been sort of blunted.
Well, let's
by
talk
the
about
FDA,
combinations. The study that came out this week in 18,000 combined statin with Zetia, and it lowered it from the LDL. These were very high-risk patients.
My LDL, my total cholesterol is like 180, but the bad cholesterol isn't in the right ratio. It's in the 40s, as I recall.
Well, you're not a high-risk patient, you know, about to have a heart attack if we don't push back. This study that came out this week that's getting all the publicity was in high-risk patients, people that if we didn't do something to, could have a heart attack or stroke based on their anatomy of their circulation, the plaque in the circulation. Mm-hmm. And in this study, they took people with LDLs in their 70s on statin and added Zetia, which acts like a sponge in the gut to suck up cholesterol. So you get a double whammy. You're hitting the liver, which makes the cholesterol about 75% with the statin to stop making it, and then you suck it up in the gut with the Zetia, and you eat about 25%. So you're getting people way down. They got them down to the 50s, and that's the big result combining statin with Zetia. Now, you were talking about red yeast rice. Do we have a few more seconds?
Yeah. Red yeast rice and niacin. Well, was supposed to be part of it too, right?
Well, you don't want to combine niacin with a statin. There's some new studies out in the last year or two showing this can actually promote plaquing. You can use niacin alone, but don't combine it with a statin. The problem with red yeast rice, back in the 80s when I started having some statins and people said, oh, I don't want to be on a statin, but I'll take red yeast rice. I said, fine, because red yeast rice was very close to the original statin, Mevacor. But the problem is about 2 or 3 years ago, the FDA told the manufacturers in America, get the statin out of red yeast rice. Now, I don't know what's in red yeast rice. If it comes from Europe.
Red yeast and rice.
I don't know what's in it, Doug. If it comes from Europe, it has the statin look-alike chemical product like American manufacturers has. Some of the American manufacturers, believe it or not, are not listening to the FDA and still putting the same product in, but some others are putting whatever into it, and I'll tell you, I don't anymore know what's in red yeast rice.
All right, I'm going to go, while we're going through this next commercial moment, I'm going to go get my bottle of red yeast rice.
Is it American-made or European manufactured?
I'm not sure.
Let's find out.
We'll find out, and then that'll help you, hopefully, those of you who are contemplating or have thought about this, or if you have a problem and you didn't know what was causing it, this is a great way of getting through it. By the way, if you want to set up a time for a consultation with Ken on your own in his facility, Lake Cardiology, go to the website, lakecardiology.com, or you can call the office directly, 352-735-1400. Let me repeat that number, 352-735-1400 for a consultation with Dr. Ken in his office in Mount Dora, Florida. We continue to talk about statins and niacin and those things. Is this important? And Ken, because he is such a noted cardiologist, this will weigh heavily and well on the minds of people who are listening as you contemplate what's going on with your circulatory system. 888-553-7536. The fix for one's hair, hairline troubles. I remember reading once that if you didn't have good circulation, that is, if the blood wasn't getting to your scalp, and that's a heart problem, then you would lose your hair. I don't know, Provia doesn't address that. What it addresses is the problem that people have of plugging up the pores in their scalp because they use cheap shampoos. There are other things Provia does as well, Ken.
Doug, it's simple math. More hair in the comb means less hair on your head. Ladies and gentlemen, your hair does not need to keep falling out anymore. Provia, it's an easy-to-use serum with clinical-grade botanical extracts to work against the three main causes of hair loss and thinning. People from all over this great country see the Provia difference. Diana, one of our listeners from Cambridge, Massachusetts, she tells us, my hair was getting thin, mainly around my part line, so I thought I would try it. It really made a difference so quickly. Even my hairdresser noticed. I keep using it since it works so well. And it's safe for both men and women. Amazing, even with colored and treated hair. Say goodbye to those wispy hairs blowing in the wind, and hello to a fuller, healthier head of hair. Provia works, so your money back. That's why I like it.
The answer, my friend, is not blowing in the wind. The answer is calling 800-543-5817 for Provia, spelled P-R-O-V-I-A, 800-543-5817. Call now, order this incredible concentrate that really, really cleanses your scalp and gets the, I mean, it's common sense when you think about it. The pores are plugged up. You understand that. It's like cement in there when you use those cheap shampoos. So this cleanses it. Follicles are growing all the time under your scalp. The hair is actually there, and it will grow with a place to go. And that's why the pores being open is great for getting the hair to... It just makes all kinds of common sense. Explaining it sometimes helps a little bit better. 800-543-5817. Product you're looking for is Provia. Get a nice new head of your hair for the new year. Not to... am I talking about New Year's resolutions already? Yeah. You can resolve to get your hair back by using Provia. 800-543-5817. Okay, so here I am sitting. I said I was going to go get... It won't go good. I'll go get the red yeast rice and the niacin in a matter of moments. Let's move on to a couple of other things that you have done research on. We keep talking about all of these drugs. And I am not a fan, as most people know who listen to this program will listen to me Monday through Friday, of the FDA. I don't like government at all. There's a place for the FDA, but they don't know what their place is. And so that's why it is frustrating when they say things like Ken just explained, that they told manufacturers of red yeast rice to get the statins out of the red yeast rice, so now you might as well be taking grass. And I don't mean the kind you smoke. So that brings us around to the general focus on developing new drugs. Statins been in the works for now 30, 40 years. There are new drugs coming out all the time. There's huge money in it. Whenever you read a story about some of these drug companies finding a new drug or getting a new drug certified by the FDA or someplace else around the world, stock prices always go up. So what is the cost, and why is the cost as great as it is, Ken?
All right, this is out of the Tufts Center for the Study of Drug Development. It's a nonprofit think tank, and they published this week the cost that it takes to get a new drug from the lab to the launch pad. Do you want to take a guess what they published? Again, this is not my opinion. This is this apparently nonprofit think tank.
$4 million.
$4 million with an M?
Yeah.
Wow. You have to put a lot more zeros on that to even get close.
For one drug?
Yes. This is why they're so expensive.
$40 million?
More zeros.
400 million?
More zeros.
4 billion? Now for a drug? No, that can't be.
Now you're over. 2.6 billion with a B.
For every new drug?
That's what they published.
For every new drug, it costs them $2
billion. 2.6.
What kind of money must there be? What's an example of a drug that's been approved in the last year or so?
What's,
we can envision it being worth $2 billion.
Every week we talk about a new drug, and this week they approved Hysingla, ER. This is the hard-to-abuse hydrocodone. They approved the first hard-to-abuse version of the painkiller hydrocodone, offering an alternative to a similar medication that has been widely criticized for lacking such safeguards. The FDA approved Purdue Pharma's Hysingla ER for patients with severe round-the-clock pain that cannot be managed with other treatments. The once-a-day tablet is designed to thwart abuse via chewing, crushing, snorting, or injecting. The FDA said the indication is difficult to, this medication is difficult to crush, break, or dissolve. Wow. So this is an example of a brand new drug. It has no competition.
51 after the hour.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns and the number 80.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
After the hour. Wait a minute. Let me clean my ears out here. It's the Good Day Health Program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus as the expert, Doug Steffen as the facilitator. How's that?
Yeah, does that work? That's okay.
Facilitating.
Absolutely.
I'm
gonna,
all right.
You're good
so,
at that.
Thank you. What we're talking about are statins and things for your heart and how all of this stuff works. So, I have in front of me naturally derived red yeast rice, 600 milligrams. Let's see what it says here.
Where was it manufactured?
I'm trying to see. Hold on a minute. The print is so small. I need another pair of glasses on top of the glasses. Don't mind me, folks. Stand by. All right, let's see here. What is this? Damn. I'm going to get all of this.
We were talking about the cost, as Doug gets ready, of $2.6 billion. And in this article from Tufts, they say that they calculated that the so-called out-of-pocket cost, or the amount of money actually spent, totals nearly $1.4 billion. But they added almost another $1.2 billion in what they call opportunity costs, because they feel that this represents the return that could have been gained if the money were invested elsewhere. And that's how they got to this amount. Joseph DeMasi is the director of economic analyst at the Tufts Center and the principal investigator for the study. His team analyzed information provided by 10 drug makers on 106 randomly selected drugs that were first tested in humans anywhere in the world from 1995 to 2007. The criticism of this article has been, as Doug's surprise has been, is that the number has been higher than other published studies in recent years. But this is from Tufts University, a group that's supposedly independent from the drug manufacturers. So it is what it is, and it's an interesting study.
All right, so this is manufactured by Nature's Bounty in Bohemia, New York. It has 1,200 milligrams of red yeast rice powder, gelatin, rice flour, silica, vegetable magnesium. That's what it says on the
but that's the bottle. That's the key. We don't know what red yeast rice powder is anymore, right? Because it used to be a
chemical. So hold on. Let me just, here we go. Red yeast rice, here, Chinese, 12 million red yeast rice powder from the Chinese botanical Monascus purpuratus, whatever the hell that is. Each lab tested, blah, 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 blah. That's all it says on this. It is Chinese. Does that make a difference? I like Chinese. Let's see what.
Oh, you do? Boy, you've changed.
No, I'm just... there's a song that we play on the Good Day program when we're talking about something going on in China, an old song called I Like Chinese. All right, so that's the... And then niacin is... 500 milligrams, it says.
Niacin alone is fine as long as, but you have to talk to the doctor. Once you get into a 500 milligram dose, you're taking pharmacologic doses. Mm-hmm. And I would not do this on your own, but with the help of an experienced doctor, because you can do your liver in. If you have gout or ulcerative disease, you shouldn't be taking niacin. Don't ever take 500 milligrams or more, because I have patients up to 2 grams of 2,000 milligrams of niacin. But once you get to the doses where you're taking more than what's just in a standard multivitamin, that begins at 500 milligrams. That's a pharmacologic dose. You don't want to do this on your own. You can do yourself in.
So I should, but I have taken it on and off over all the years I've known you, niacin.
Well, we've been checking your liver. You don't have gout. You don't have ulcerative disease. So that's why it's been okay.
Well, I have a little bit of an ulcer, but it's not from this. Some other things that
it's been treated.
Strained. Yes, it has been treated. That's true. All right. So that's the story under the circumstances. Any more questions about statins and whether that was pretty thorough stuff? That may be the most time we spend working on statins.
The key with statins, and I know no one wants to take these unless they absolutely have to. What you have to, because you'll read about all the risk issues on the web, but what the web doesn't tell you is for you individually, the risk of not taking it. It'll tell you all over the internet the risk of you taking the statin, but you have to put that on the seesaw. What's more risky, the risk of taking it or the risk of not taking it? And if you have plaque documented in your coronaries, that's a very high risk of not taking the statin.
All right, so there you go. There's a good lesson in all of that conversation, and hopefully that will be extraordinarily helpful to you. Meanwhile, we're skirting around some of the folks that are calling 888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at Dr. Ken Show. There are other items of interest here, and we have another hour.
Just begun.
Well, we really covered some things. What I like about doing this is that the essence of getting into in-depth stuff, so people feel like they're actually in the doctor's office, and maybe you feel like you're not your doctor.
With autumn in the air, It's time to think about getting ready for winter, and it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season, like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.